Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's a cyclical thing. In Washington, D.C., with every new administration comes a flood of young people who move to the district to work in and around that administration. They transform neighborhoods, bars, and the dating scene. So, question, do bipartisan romances still blossom in the nation's capital as the country becomes much more polarized? Michaela LaFrac from Here and Now contributor WAMU went to find out.
If you're looking for someone who typifies the D.C. dating scene, look no further than Brenna Duncan.
You know, I work pretty long hours and have a commute and a puppy who takes up a lot of my time. It's hard to meet people, you know.
Duncan's 29 and a lawyer. And like many people in D.C., she's a liberal and hates Donald Trump. I met her at a coffee shop where she told me she tends to meet guys on dating apps. But late last year, she found herself in the midst of a string of bad dates. Then she was swiping through profiles one night when she found Brian. She sent him a message and he asked her to dinner at a nice Italian restaurant.
And it was a great first date. I really liked how old-fashioned he was in a lot of ways. And I liked that he did dinner on the, like, I felt like that took a big risk. And it paid off, though. It paid off.
They talked for 2 hours. Politics never came up because Brenna said she didn't feel like she needed to ask. She just assumed he didn't vote for Donald Trump. Then came date number two.
And I remember when he said, I voted for Trump. I just put down my silverware. I said, I really liked you, past tense. And this was toward the end of it, really what had so far been a great dinner.
She almost got up and left, but Brian convinced her to stay. He paid for the meal, and outside, she told him it was over.
I just, like, couldn't have a rational conversation at that point, because I was like, darn it, like, this is the first really good person I've met recently. And, he just killed it for me.
Duncan has a lot of company. Since the election, politics have become more of a deal breaker for singles, according to data from a number of popular dating sites. Take the dating app The League. It has 20,000 users in D.C., and two-thirds of them say it's become more important in the past year to find a partner who shares their political views. One side in particular has become more unwilling to date outside their lane, liberals. On multiple dating sites, liberals report being significantly less interested in dating conservatives than vice versa.
I mean, I wouldn't date a Trump supporter.
Joanna Wendell is one of them. She's 26 and a freelance writer.
When somebody has beliefs that you think are just morally wrong, it feels like a personal attack on you. Like, if you don't think this way, then I don't know if I could be with you.
Some sites make it easy to learn about a match's politics with questionnaires and detailed profiles. On others, users only have photos or a one-sentence profile to signal if they're with her or if they're making America great again. Many DC singles say you can learn a lot from a profile picture. Wendell says seeing a guy's photo from the Women's March is a good sign for her. She finds herself analyzing photos for clues.
If he's like out fishing and holding a giant fish, I'm like, which is so, I know it's silly, but it's like, I don't know, I guess we're all just really, really sensitive to that stuff these days.
So DC singles might be getting better about finding people who share their political values. But Jamie Bernstein with the matchmaking company 3-Day Rule says her liberal clientele could benefit from changing their attitude about people who have moved to town to work for the Trump administration.
People who supported Clinton are really more adamant about not meeting a Trump supporter. You know, there are new people that have come in that have filled some of these different positions, and so I think that should be looked upon as a positive.
27-year-old Blaine Toops has noticed the same thing. He's a conservative, but he didn't vote for Trump. He uses online dating apps and says he mostly ends up going out with liberals, which is fine by him. But on one recent date, when he brought up his old job working for a Republican politician in Virginia,
it was revealed that I'm not the most progressive person in the world. And you could just kind of see her shoulders slump a little bit that, you know, it was like I had disappointed her.
There are still many more liberals in D.C. Half of D.C.'s OKCupid members identify as liberal, and only 5% say they're conservative. But those ratios have already started to change. In the past few months, the number of conservative OKCupid users in D.C. has doubled. And then there's Brenna Duncan's story. Back at the coffee shop, she tells me her relationship with Brian didn't actually end after that disastrous second date. She called him the next day and told him she wanted to see him again. They've been dating now for more than 4 months. Her friends even have a nickname for him.
Everyone calls him the Trump guy or the Trump voter.
Duncan says she's not sure if she can see herself ending up with a staunch conservative in the long term. But for now, she likes the chance to have discussions about Trump's policies with someone she likes and trusts. She says her liberal friends are watching the relationship closely.
They're all kind of curious to see how this turns out because, I mean, we just have to face the reality that more and more people in D.C. are people who support Trump.
And if arguing about politics on a date still doesn't sound all that romantic to you, matchmaker Jamie Bernstein says a passionate political debate can bring out passion in other, more intimate parts of a relationship. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac in Washington.